Welcome to Design Oracles. We are here to pontificate, evangelize, and educate you on residential interior design and architecture.
I'm Amity Worrell, interior designer of Amity Worrell & Company.
And I'm Diane Kett, architect of DK Studio.
Hey, Diane, how are you today?
Hi, Amity.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here to listen. We are meeting today with Larissa Bobo. Larissa, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Sure. So I'm Larissa Bobo. I am the general manager for Cosentino Services. I've been here, you know, almost 8 years. And Cosentino, in a nutshell, is just a large manufacturer distributor of stone and quartz and another product called Decton that's in the porcelain family. And we are, manufacturing is located in Spain. We are family owned and operated by the Cosentino family, but we are pretty large these days. We're in 80 countries worldwide. In the United States alone, we have about 49 different locations. I run the branch here in Austin that services pretty much half of Texas through San Antonio and South Texas and a little bit of West Texas. And it's pretty much what we do and what we cover.
And your product, listeners will want to know what applications it's appropriate for. And also, I think they'll find it really interesting to know that Cosentino really invented that product, or somewhat Silestone's quartz, the quartz product, which is a real popular product these days. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So everyone knows Cosentino for Silestone, and that's our quartz. And we started manufacturing that. It's been over 30 years ago now. The Cosentino family started out in the natural stone business, where we were basically fabricating in Spain, mainly marble. And that's really how they got started. So when that all was going on, we had basically the family had a lot of remnants, and they wanted to figure out a way to use up leftover stuff that they had sitting in their yard. And they came up with an idea of trying to use marble, but marble was too soft. But then they realized that they really wanted to create something, not just, you know, cut and install things, so to speak, or fabricate. They wanted to figure out a way that they could become a manufacturer of something. And so then they started doing more research, and that's when they realized how you could do quartz and how quartz was very durable and so forth. Hardest mineral of earth, it's very abundant, and what can we do with it? And that's when they started doing research and a lot of thought, planning, stuff like that, and developed what is known today as Silestone. And so they are the pioneers of quartz surfaces. And that's what we are known for in the world, is the Silestone.
And quartz surfaces, quartz with a capital Q versus quartzite. Can you talk about what the difference is between those two?
Absolutely. So quartz surfaces and quartzite. So quartz is going to be made from quartz particles, right? When you pull quartz out of the earth, it comes in small form of almost like pebbles consistency, like small rocks. And you got to refine that to make quartz surfaces within manufacturing. Quartzite is cut out of the earth like granite, marble is. It's just another type of natural stone that you cut out of the earth that they will basically go into a mountain, dynamite for, cut out pretty blocks, cut those blocks, process them, and that is a quartzite.
Great. Because that has been confusing for people. And as we're educating clients about the material, right, like I have to say quartz, and sometimes I'm not sure I'm right. Quartz, as you say, just to repeat, because I think it's important, is kind of like the name, a name of the Silestone is a quartz material. The product that you make, the Silestone that you make, is a quartz material. But then there are other branded names that are also labeled as quartz material. They're solid surface, but they're composite materials. And then quartzite is just that beautiful
natural stone, yeah, that you pull out of the earth. And I think that's why people get a little confused, because the two words are so similar.
Yeah. So what I find it really fascinating to to hear about how it was developed and the family in general. I got to go to Spain and see the factory and meet the people and hear about all the different products that have been developed, the Silestone to the Decton. Can you talk about maybe the best way to do this would be to talk about why Decton was developed, why they took it that next step?
To go back to the Cosentino family, because it does start with them. They always had a vision. And it's kind of funny because that vision evolved over the years. And it's like step one, we have quarries and we use marble and do all these things with marble, right? And then step two, we create something, which is Silestone, what we just discussed. And what can we do with it? And, you know, what are our visions for Silestone? What can we do with it? Because we really made Silestone to do more than just be a countertop surface. We made Silestone to be flooring. We made flooring, and we still can today, just smaller format flooring tiles, you know. And then we started thinking, okay, we can do shower walls, and we have the thinner material and the 1.2 centimeter thickness slabs that we can do for shower walls. So in the factory, you know, it was like, okay, what else can we do? And the goal for Paco Cosentino and the Cosentino family was, what else can we do? And the next step with that was to be the largest manufacturer of quartz in the world. And so that turned into what it is. We have 15 lines of production. We are the largest single source manufacturer of quartz in the world for Silestone. And that was part of that. The next step of what our vision was at Cosentino was, what can we do at the factory to make everything more green? What can we do to give back in the environment? What can we do to be sustainable? And that's really been the vision probably in the last 15 years with the company. And it's evolved into us having recycled water. We're 99% of the water at the factory is recycled water. You know, it's solar power energy that they've invested into. And that's evolved as well. So that piece of it's evolved in the last 15 years, and especially in the last five. Then it turned into, okay, what else can we do? We want to be known as a surface company. What else can we innovate in the world that really sets us above everything else? Because we don't just want to do quartz and natural stone. And so that turned into thinking of what people expected when we launched Silestone was, okay, there's this new bulletproof product. We never really advertised it that way. All of our advertisement was never that. It was always, hey, this is easier to keep clean. You don't have to seal it versus having granite or marble. And it's more durable and you can put on shower walls and it's not porous. And we never advertised it to be bulletproof, but in people's minds when they saw it, it was something new. They had this preconception or preconceived notion of what this is supposed to be. And then, okay, we said, okay, what can we do? What can we innovate that addresses these things where people can take a pot out of their oven or out off the cooktop and set it directly on the counter and not harm the material? What can we create that won't stain, that we can spill wine on and we can get lemon juice on and it won't etch it? What can we do to create something that's a step above that? And that's when they started developing what is known as Decton, and it's classified as an ultra compact surface. So a lot of people put today that material into the porcelain family. We're compared to porcelain, but all really porcelain is a sintered stone, which just means heated. If you ever hear that, it just means it was heated to a certain level. And Decton is heated, but we have special heating process, special presses. We have a 25,000 ton press that went into the manufacturing of what is Decton today that makes Decton a ultra compact surface. So that was the next step. And as that evolved and what Decton is, you know, first it was, okay, we can use this outdoors because it's not going to break down. We've tested it. We've done all these testings and different things at the factory through the years before we ever launched this product in the market in 2013. So they have tested this and said, okay, this can be outside. It's not going to fade. We can put a hot pot on it. It's not going to crack it. So we addressed all these things that met a certain level of needs that we felt the market was calling for. And so that's what they did. And today, that Decton can be used. We push it for facade material. We push it for cladding material. We have different thicknesses from 4 millimeter 8 millimeter, 1.2 centimeter, 2 centimeter, and some colors in 3 centimeter. We can put it on the floor. We can do all these things. So it really makes us more of a surfaces company where we're not just selling for countertop material. We basically met their vision expectations of the family wanted and have something that meets many different needs, many different project aspects from commercial to residential and all those things. So that's who we are.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating that you guys took that successful material, the silestone, and developed it further, because as you say, people were already kind of expecting it to behave in a certain way. And then if it wasn't able to, instead of, you know, pushing back and changing your marketing, you just developed a new product that actually did the things that the clients wanted. So I think that speaks a lot to like your vision of innovation and kind of reinventing. So I also think it's an interesting tip, but I learned that just this confuses people sometimes, is Decton is just the name that doesn't really, like, silestone relates to the material, and that it's commenting on the fact that silica is in the actual material. So silica, silestone versus Decton, which is just a brand name that's kind of, I mean, for lack of a better word, made up. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. You know, I've never even asked the question or even heard a story behind that in the company of how they come up with the name of Decton, but I think it was just something that they come up with that they liked. I don't know if that was necessarily anything to do with the mineral content or anything like that. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah. It was almost like the silestone name was organically just driven, whereas the Decton name was kind of applied. But anyway, I just find that really interesting. I think people do wonder that when I start talking to clients about it, they do. So one other aspect that I think is really, when I'm working with a client and I'm introducing the idea of using a man-made material, and for the thing I'm specifying materials for is typically countertops, backsplashes, showers, residential use. The beautiful faux marbles that you guys are doing, faux limestones, are very popular. And the clients will ask me about how it behaves versus a natural stone, and I can tell them it's not as absorbent. It's comes in different thicknesses, all the things you were kind of just describing. But can you talk a little bit about the development of those natural stone looks? Because that's not, I don't think, where it started, just because it's a popular thing. And then also maybe mention something about the through body color, because that comes up, the fact that the pattern doesn't go all the way through the material.
Yeah. So when we launched Decton initially, the colors that they came up with were more concrete looks at the time. Of course, this is 2022, and that was in before 2013 when that was in development stage. But, you know, and then we came up with, okay, they wanted to make something that was really geared towards to go outside initially. So that's when we had what we call the Tech Collection, which was the Trillium. And Trillium was one of our number one selling colors. And it has like this oxidized metal look. And as trends changed and as the market changed and some of our competitors, you know, our design that we do sometimes is fueled by what our competition is doing, because what our competition is doing creates demand and also helps create trends as well. And plus, we were also seeing trends in silestone where they wanted a quartz that looked like a marble. You know, that's when we have the Calcutta Gold and the new Ethereal Collection that mimics these marbles. And so we needed to do something like that as well in Decton, which is what fueled the last few launches that we've done. And we do at least one color launch a year in Decton where we come up with, we launch at least 5, 6, 7, 8 new colors depending in the collection. So that's where this triggered that, is to come up with like the new Anarcha launch that we just launched right now. It's just amazing new like marble looks. And not just to have a look, what we've done with their surface finish is to make sure that the texture, where we can, you can actually feel the texture of the marble. So we have a new color called Neural, right? And Neural, if you touch it, you can feel the veins within the material, which is cool because it gives that variation, I think, that people like. If we're going to try to mimic a natural stone, then try to make it as much as like touching and feeling a natural stone as possible, not just looking like one. And so that's Cosentino, and that's what we do. And so we have many different textures, and I think it's pretty interesting that we do that. So our competition doesn't have that, so it sets us apart. But the other part of it, you're talking about through body. When we develop this, you know, the way that the pattern is put onto the material is what we call volume decorating. And in a nutshell, all it really is just like this large dot matrix printer, for who remembers what those are, that puts on the mineral. The mineral pattern is the pattern is created from the minerals within the material. So it's the same minerals that's contents throughout the slab, right? When we create it. Mm-hmm. So it puts that pattern from those minerals on top of it. And there's a formula that goes into it, and the manufacturing is which whatever pattern that we're creating in color palette. And so Dectin is such a very dense material from the minerals that go into it. And of course, there's a little bit of quartz content that's in Dectin as well. That's why it's not really a porcelain that separates us from that. And it's a much harder material. So Dectin is extremely dense, extremely hard material. And so in order for us to get through body where the veins go through, it just didn't happen in the initial stages of us creating Dectin. And so we do have a few colors in the product last few years where some of the particles that you see within that color are on within the slab now, so it makes it look like it's through body. But it is something that we have created, that we have been working on, that we've accomplished, and we will be launching through body, what we're calling full body, in January with a select group of colors, and eventually it will be throughout the entire Dectin line within a year from now. But there are four colors that we'll be launching in January that will have full body.
That is incredible.
That'll be great.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. I just think it's magic. So, and I've seen it made. I still think it's magic. So, so one thing I want to say though, as I brought up that full body or through body color, one thing when we first started in my firm and in general, when we first started kind of selling Dectin to clients, like promoting it as an option, it was like 2015 probably. And that wasn't through body color wasn't a thing. And even at that point, at least I wasn't aware of anything other than solid looking and slightly sheeny, like a little shine material. But that was what this was appropriate for this particular client. And so we wanted to create a thicker countertop look. So we just mitered the corners. And so we would be able to still get a solid look. And so we were able to work with it even then. So these improvements that you're making are definitely improvements, but I even enjoy about Dectin as it is currently without the through body that, that it is, it applies really nicely in contemporary or modern looking spaces because the effect of the printed on pattern on top, showing on the flat surface and then on the side surface where you can see the side of the Dectin cut through being not having that pattern and being plain is actually a feature to me sometimes. I mean, I just think it's cool because it's also kind of celebrating that engineering piece of it. I don't see that as a negative necessarily, but it's great that you're able to do that. And then Larissa, I'm also really excited about the newest launch that looks like plaster. Can you talk to us a little bit about that one?
Absolutely. That's the Craftizen collection. You know, it goes back to us trying to create different textures and to meet different needs and have a different, you know, we don't want to launch something. No one wants to see a line of product where you're just seeing a bunch of different marbles because you want to have a different combination of things. And that's what we've always tried to accomplish, you know, and we want to just address certain other trends. If it's the end user that doesn't want marble, they're going to want, you know, more textures that are concrete look or like the Italian plaster look in the Craftizen collection. And so that's a new collection that came out with the Honorica collection. Beautiful to see. It's really nice to see it in the full slab to get the full effect of that texture. But in a nutshell, that's just what we tried to do with that. And it was, it wasn't just to address like having something on the interior. They really initially created that collection to be used for like exterior and like nice residential projects where say they wanted to have like different accents on the exterior wrapping columns to just have a look and feel that almost like looks similar to a stucco, but a nicer pattern. And so that's what they come up with, that Italian plaster look. Yeah.
So does it have texture to it? It's like a, how does it get applied like around a column then?
It's just like a slab, like you would a tile, right, Larissa?
Yeah, exactly. Just like you would a tile, just bigger pieces, more solid pieces.
And how big are they? What are the sizes they'll come in?
So the full slabs are 126 inches by 56 inches.
Okay.
Yep. So good sized slabs. And so they can be easily the thinner, when you get into the thinner, so like it's 8 millimeters typically with what you'd want to do, maybe 1.2 centimeter. It's easy for them to cut and apply it. So there's not a lot of labor that goes into it. No different than you putting up a tile on the exterior like that. And if you're comparing it to putting up masonry, it's no different in the labor part of it. Actually, it's less to put up the full panels. So.
Oh, okay. And then the Dectin material, that can go on exterior buildings too, right?
That's the one we're talking about. That's the Dectin that she was talking about.
This is a line of the Dectin coming out. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dectin is the product that they can go outside. That's the one product that I don't think you have any other products except for natural stone, which really we could argue God did the heavy lifting on the design of the natural stone that comes out of the earth. But that's the only product you have that can go on the exterior, right, Larissa?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's really the one I recommend. I mean, we start in the natural stone business. Don't get me wrong. We have a lot of beautiful natural stones. The deal with natural stone is it does fade. It is porous. And there's some people who love that and some people who don't. Some people who want to have something that lasts and lasts and lasts. Dectin was created for that. So it doesn't break down. The color does not break down over time. So the color you see today, when you put it up, it's going to be the same color and tone that you see 10 years from now. So that's the beauty of that product.
Right. Yeah. And then you said you use it like inside a shower so you could just have all really nice, smooth, clean. That's beautiful.
And I understand, Larissa, you could do pools too. So you can have the chemicals that are in a pool it's non-porous. So you're fine to use it just like you would a porcelain, correct?
That's correct. So Dectin in general, just so you know this, it does not, you can clean it with anything. That's one of the positives about it. So we've tested every chemical in the factory and nothing etches the surface. There's some chemicals that will, but it's also hydrofluoric acid, which you can't touch. So, you know, with the human body. So it's very durable in that respect. So putting it into a pool, the chemicals in the pool will not affect it. We also have the grip treatment that we add if they were going to put it in the pool and have it in the pool steps, the pool coping, that makes it where it's slip resistant. And so that's something that we do as well on the flooring side of things.
Yeah, and you can do beautiful, like you mentioned, flooring. You can apply it like in slabs on a floor because it's got that grip. It's not slippery. Just the possibilities with that particular, with Dectin, are vast.
So you could run it like in a bathroom. It could be in the floor and then go up the side of the tub or in the shower. And so it could all just be one same material, which is quite a nice look sometimes.
Yeah, and people love that currently. That's a popular look to the faux marble look. And but you can do that with them without having to worry about stains.
And then that's really easy to clean. You don't have all those grout joints.
Yeah. Well, I am definitely a fan. So is there anything else you would want to tell people about your product or about how you guys interact with people like me and Diane? anything you want to make sure people know and understand that we haven't asked you?
Cosentino, I mean, we really value above all is our relationships with our customers. And when I say relationship, you know, for us and what we train our teams and what I want my team to do and be is make sure that we have that partnership. And really for me, a partnership is just doing business with friends. And so that's one of the biggest things. And that's it's the biggest takeaway that you could have of knowing who we are at Cosentino. So we always want to make sure that our customers that we call them, whether you're in the A&D market or a residential designer or a builder or the fabricator, the installer, flooring installer, facade installer, is that we really value those partnerships and we work really hard at that. And so we have a big sales team, you know, that will call on all those different segments. And so that a designer like you guys always have a go-to person, you know, that they can rely on and depend on to take care of them and have anything that they need. We push really hard on having marketing materials. We want to make sure that you have all the different marketing items that you would want to have to help you to want to feel good about pushing our product in your projects, you know, and having that information, whether it be a lead point, if you're going for lead points on a project, a commercial that happens a lot of times, or anything like that. We have homeowners that want to know about how sustainable are you guys? You know, what do you do with sustainability with Cosentino? And we're huge on that. And so we want to make sure that we always make sure that our customers hopefully walk away and have that knowledge. So that's the biggest thing I can tell you.
Thank you. And tell us again, I don't think you mentioned where your showroom is, because I think if people could get out there and see these materials for themselves, they would have an even better appreciation for how beautiful they are.
Absolutely. I am in South Austin, Texas, and it's easy to get to. We're basically at Riverside and Ben White Boulevard. If you're familiar with Austin, but it's pretty accessible off of Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. And we're here Monday through Friday. Love to see you come in or make an appointment, and we'll be happy to help.
Thank you, Larissa. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah,
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you for listening to Design Oracles with Amity Worrell, owner of Amity Worrell & Company, and Diane Kett, owner of DK Studio.